Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
I've seen love and sorrow. I've made my own mistakes. I lost faith in tomorrow. Even lost my way, then I learned forgiveness starts with me. I put my burden down and set my spirit free.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you. We dare you to live your best life, even though you got to make all the choices. You're always making a choice. So just be gentle with yourself. Even if you choose not to make a choice, that itself is a choice. You're choosing not to choose. So, think about it. Feel about it. Julie Dexter, there's always so many choices you've got to make. How about make a choice today? Choose to love yourself. Choose to be the light in your own world. Choose to be the self-acceptance that you're looking for. Choose to be the answer. Choices. By Julie Dexter. You can find out more about Julie Dexter by going to her website, juliedexter.com. And we started the show off with "We All Fall Down." I don't care how tall you are, you fell down before, and you probably will fall down again. As a matter of fact, you are going to fall down again. So just get over it, stand up, dust yourself off, make a different choice, and keep it rolling. We All Fall Down, State of Man. I love it. I love it when life comes together and everything comes together like that. And that's stateofmanmusic.com is their website, stateofmanmusic.com. And good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You're so important that you woke up today, because there's a mission you're supposed to complete. There's a reason you're here. You defied everything and said, I am going to be alive on this planet because I have something to complete. I have something to do. Now, you may come in contact with people that help you forget you're here to give love, to be the light, to bring the answer, to make a different choice. But that's why you're here, because you are not done. You are not done. So just slow down, take a breath, know that all is well, and just embrace all that is, all that is. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We are taking your questions, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, whatever you are growing through. We're here to help you make that transformation and transition, because you're going to move through it. You know how I know? Because you're going through it. You will move through it. If you couldn't go through it, you won't be dealing with it. The fact that you're dealing with it is because you can grow and go through it. So, yes, everybody's in the house today. I welcome you, the ones I can see and the ones I can't see, the ones I feel. Life is good and it's getting better. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website. Life, as a matter of fact, just go to my website. Even if you've been there before, just go there. Just, you're going to catch something you haven't seen before. LifeCoachAde.com. LifeCoachAde.com is where you can find out a little bit more about me. Not a lot, but just enough to give you an idea about who this crazy guy, this guy who's nuts. You can really see. Well, no, I was going to say there's a serious side to him. Well, actually, there's a slight serious side to me, but I'm the only one to get to see that serious side, and you don't, guys don't want to see that. Oh, that guy could be too serious. I have to tell him, lighten up, get over yourself. It's not that deep. So anyway, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Yes, Tracy, you made it on time. See what happens when you go forth and remind yourself in advance. They say the best way to predict the future is to create it. You created your future yesterday, so now you're on time. Tracy, Tamara, silent listeners, disguised as guests, Tanya, Celeste, Donna, all in the house. Welcome. Thank you for being here. And there's some, what area code is that? Well, I know the area code, I just don't know where. But there's quite different numbers here. But anyway, I always joke about playing the lottery. I don't play the lottery. But if I do, at least I got some suggestions here. So anyway, all of you, thank you all for being here. And as always, we ask you to share the show on your social network site, tweet it, text it, call it, give it out to people on the street. Whatever you feel like doing, just tell people, listen now. Yes, they can listen to the archive, but they can listen now. They want to listen while it's live so we can all be alive and be on fire. So that way they can even call in as opposed to saying, oh, I really wanted to call in. I wish I listened live. So tell them. Tell your lovers, your haters, your friends, your family, your coworkers, your supervisor. Yeah, your supervisor, your boss, your president. Tell them, listen, live. And they're like, is that what you listen to? And look at them and say, listen. And if they kind of look at you funny, tell them, trust me, you want me to listen to this radio show, or else I'm going to have to jack somebody up. Oh, gosh. Help me, Lord, help me. Who is this guy? Anyway, let's get you some announcement. That will keep me a little bit serious. life is good and it's getting better. Announcement. Tomorrow we have a special guest. Zoe. Oh, man. Okay, I'm just using his first name now because I don't want Jack to. Let me go back to my notes. I spoke to him yesterday. That way I can pronounce his name correctly. And bear with me. Not that you guys are going to. They're really attached to that. You're just going to be here tomorrow anyway. But anyway, Zoe came. Now I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have to call him again and say, give me the phonetic pronunciation of your name. I'm looking at it. See, I got one of those names that you really have to take in a deep breath. Most friends don't even know my last name. But some do. You're going to take in a deep breath before you pronounce my last name. So I'm very sensitive to other people's names. So I'm not even going to attempt to jack it up until I'm clear. So anyway, Zoe is going to be here tomorrow, and Zoe has this wonderful tool, technique, that he takes people through called the process. Some of you may have seen it on my Facebook page. Betty has been posting all yesterday, all last night, just posting everywhere. She went postal crazy. Not that kind of postal. She was just posting. But anyway, Zoe will take you through a process. So whatever you're dealing with, you don't have to say what it is. He took me through a process last night, and it was just pretty powerful. He's going to be here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's going to be my guest, and go back to the other page because you can get carried away if you don't look at your notes. Okay, and also last Wednesday of the month, which is a week from tomorrow, I think. I don't know. Everything is moving so fast now. I don't even look at the time anymore. Let's see. Yeah, the 26th of July, the last Wednesday of the month. We have Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford. Michelle Brown Stafford is our parenting expert. She's going to be joining us 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the topic is educating boys. Yes, we want to take it on. We want to break it down. We want to educate parents, teachers, adults. That, yeah, boys want to be educated. You just have to understand how they learn. You've got to understand their learning style. Anyway, we'll save that for next Wednesday. And then at 2 p.m., that's Wednesday of the month, 2 p.m., Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. That's when we take a journey into the soul and look at what is showing up in your world, what is being reflected back to you. So we just don't honor the external or what we've seen in front of us, but we honor what we don't see with our physical eyes. Understand that there's so much going on behind the things that we don't even understand. You don't have enough brain cells to understand the bigger picture. That's why we need help. That's why we need music. That's why we need radio shows. That's why we need books. That's why we need spiritual teachers. Because we know that we all fall down and there's so many choices we got to make. We just have to be gentle with ourselves. So Ancestral Blueprints will take you into your soul and say, be still and know all is well. All is well. Moving right along. Thank you. Thank you all for sharing the show and listen to the archive and just everything that you do, your love, your gift of love, your emails, your texts, your feedback, your donations. I am so grateful. I thank you so much. What else do I want to tell you? Nothing right now other than today's topic, which is today, collectively, individually, you want to bridge the gap between inspiration and action. What does that mean? Some of you caught it. But you know how you go to a spiritual center, you go to church, you go to a conference, especially those weekend conferences. You meet people of like mind, and they're talking about how to be a millionaire or how to release fear for the rest of your life. And you go for all kind of exercise, and you're inspired. I mean, you've been there since Friday. It's Sunday afternoon. You're excited. You can't wait for Monday. And you wake up on Monday, and you're like, ugh. Okay, well, what was that thing we learned again on yesterday? And sometimes it's through a book. So we get inspired. But it seems to breed something that stops us from moving into action. And do you know what happens? When the breath of God breathes you from the inside, the inspiration, when that breath breathes you, it breathes out everything. And what it brings with it, it cleanses you. So it brings up some self-doubt. It brings up some self-judgment. But sometimes we forget that this part of the process. So we get inspired. Excuse me. We get inspired, and we're all excited. There's so much energy, so much fire, so much going on, so much passion. And that passion, that fire, that energy has to clean you out. And then sometimes we get stuck by saying, oh, I don't have enough confidence. I need to work with my self-worth. Oh, let me just stay with the inspiration. No! The fact that doubt is coming up, judgment is coming up, that's an indicator that you're supposed to keep moving, baby. So today's show is to help you move from inspiration so you can step into action and then allow the manifestation. Ooh, if I didn't trip over myself, that would have sounded so sweet. Move from inspiration to action so you can allow manifestation. That was pretty cool. So anyway, moving right along before I digress and go somewhere else. But you guys know how it is. You know how it is over here. Yes, we want to talk about bridging the gap between inspiration and action so you can allow the manifestation. That's what you're here to do. You're here to create, to birth. As a matter of fact, we get to really know ourselves through what we manifest. Not just what we do as an accomplishment and titles and salaries and the jobs and all this external titles. There's nothing wrong with those things. But there's something about creating from the inside out. That lets you know where you are. Got some few points I want to share with you. Tools. Well, points, really. But something that Zoe shared with me yesterday, which I really like. But, I can say degrees. He called it degrees. But I use steps today. But I'll let him explain that tomorrow. But we all have inspiration. For me, I share with you guys, I am always downloading thoughts and ideas. I talk to somebody, and they're telling me what they're doing, and I catch another idea. Sometimes I have to tell myself, just be quiet. Nobody's asking for it. Just listen. I mean, you just tell me your stock and ideas and inspiration and thoughts are just flowing through me. So same thing happens in my life. There's so many things I want to do, so many. Sometimes I get overwhelmed. But through the steps I want to share with you, these are things that I use to help me think it's okay. Everything will happen in divine time. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And those of you who are just joining us, make sure you share the show right now in any way possible. Scream on top of your alarm and tell them, listen to Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com now. Yes, it's going to be archived, but listen live. And give them the number if they can't get to a computer, 347-426-3346. This guy is nuts. It's official. That's true. I never underestimate the power of spirits. actually, I changed that a little bit. Reverend Michael calls it, says, never underestimate the spirit. For me, will make the key, even though the stop it. Focus. I'm getting distracted. So how do we do this? Because there's so much I actually want to share with you. Yesterday I promised you guys that I wanted to share two clips from Abraham, which I didn't get to yesterday. And we will do that today. No matter what, we will. Because that's the intention. So I'm going to rush through it. Well, I'm not going to rush through it. What are you talking about? Who is this guy? I got hijacked for a minute. We're going to go through the steps one at a time. Enjoying every moment. So get your pen and paper and take notes. Betty Pegues will be joining us real soon. Life is happening, so she'll be here. So that's why you haven't heard anything from her or me acknowledging her. But she's here in the spirit. Oh, well. Sometimes she gets to just hear what goes on in my head. Thank God for spiritual filters. So, how do we move from inspiration to action? What are you working with right now? What is the idea that's coming up for you that you want to move through? What is the new idea? Maybe you're thinking about your life differently. Maybe you're seeing life differently. Maybe there's something you want to accomplish, but you get excited, but when you try and move forward, when you talk to people about it, they shoot you down, or maybe some of you don't even have anybody to talk to about this idea. Maybe you just know that if you dare tell them, they'll be the first one to shoot the idea down. Maybe the idea came through you and you're feeling inspired, but then you think about it and say, what am I doing? It's too late. I'm too old. I don't have the money. How am I going to do that? I don't know how. The minute you do, you find yourself saying, I don't know how, you're going the wrong direction, because yours is what? God's is how. You don't need to know the how. The what is your business. The how is God. Okay, so here's some steps. When you are inspired, when you catch an inspiration, when you become present to the inspiration of God, of love within you that is expressed, maybe somebody else said something, the first thing you want to do is write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Type it down. Text it down. Email it to yourself. Call somebody. Pick up your smartphone. Sorry if you have a dumb phone, but if you have a smartphone, they've got those voice recorders. Just record the inspiration that came to you. That's the first step. I mean, they're not in any particular order, but definitely the first thing you want to do is write it down. Even though I say step, but the first thing you want to do is write it down. Now, when you write it down, when you catch the inspiration, don't get bogged down and say, how's it going to happen? Because when you say how, guess what? I'm going to go nowhere. Just write it down and trust that if you were able to download, receive that idea, that inspiration, that gift, know that it is fully clothed, that everything that you need for it to manifest will show up. All you've got to do is do your part. Which leads me to number two, pay attention to the signs. People will come into your life. People will say things. You will see things that you didn't notice before that is in alignment with the inspiration. And let it guide you. Let it direct you. Write it down. Pay attention to the signs. When you catch the idea, you're going to see something that's just going to trigger. It's law. It's the law of the universe. It's going to trigger something. You're going to see a sign and say, oh, yeah. Maybe that can work. You might see something at a store. A friend might share something. You may listen to a radio show. You might watch a television. It could be a newspaper. It could be a conversation in a train, in a bus, something on the highway that reminds you of that inspiration. Now, this is probably one of the biggest parts that you need to pay attention to. Be aware of doubts from others and self. Be aware of fear. Be aware of self-judgment. Because when you catch an inspiration, for you to catch an inspiration, that's an indicator that you are ready, that you've done your spiritual process and your spiritual growth. You created a space for God to reveal itself. So when you catch it and fear shows up, remind yourself, like, wait a minute, why am I afraid? I am the right one for this, or else I wouldn't have caught it. So when doubt shows up from others or self, when fear comes up from other or self, when you're judging yourself or other people thinking, what's this ain't the time to do that? It's a recession. Well, yeah, take a recession. Go rest somewhere. Go relax somewhere because you're doing too much thinking. When they tell you it's a recession, don't go sit down somewhere and rest. Get this. When you feel that feeling, if you do, it's actually a great thing, because the feeling of doubt and fear and self-judgment, it's simply the part of you that wants to keep you safe. That's all it is. Don't judge yourself. Don't criticize yourself. That part of you says, oh, wait, no, that's the unknown. You don't want to step into that. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't even know if you're talented enough. You don't even know if you have the resources. You don't know if the world is ready for this, because it is your conscious mind, your egoic thinking, that its job is to make you feel safe on this physical planet. It's a learned behavior. It's natural. It's the same thinking that will tell you, don't touch that, that's hot. Put on your brakes, the light is on red. It's the same thing. So it's just trying to make you safe. So don't get caught up in fear, doubts, worries, and other people, because they're afraid that if you change, they're going to have to change. And they don't want to change, so please don't change. How dare you want to change? So just smile. Just smile and wave. Like, smile and wave, like it says in Madagascar. Smile and wave, boys. Just smile and wave. Now, I don't know the how, but I have caught the inspiration. Next step, number four. And this is another important one. As a matter of fact, when you write it down, this should be step number two. Get an accountability partner. An accountability partner, a friend, a best friend, a life coach. Really, that's really ultimately when you boil it down, what a life coach does is we help assist people to be accountable just to what they say they want, what they want to achieve. Now, people say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. I want to do this and that and this and that. And it's not that it's not real. It's not that it's not true. But sometimes what happens when you make that declaration, you will have a wonderful opportunity to see why you haven't done it. So a life coach, his duty, her duty, is to support you in removing the obstacles through thoughts, through habits, through ideas that are not serving you anymore. So get an accountability partner. And with the accountability partner, especially with a life coach, you know, they'll work out, they'll support you. When I'm working with people, I support people in what they need, how to do it, look at what's stopping them, listen to things that are coming up for me intuitively, and put a plan in place, put a date in place. For those of you who don't have a life coach, you can get an accountability partner as a friend, but make sure so that they can hold you accountable. They're not going to just say, man, yeah, I know, that was too big a dream, and I just didn't want to tell you. No. If you have something like that, run, just run away from them. Just delete them from your contact, or put them, just back them up somewhere. Like, I'll call you when I need you. But if you don't have that, if you don't have a coach, you don't have an accountability partner, this is steps you can take. Do one thing every day to move you closer to manifesting what you caught as an inspiration. You are listening to Ask Life Coach. ID, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions. Call now. That's a jingle. That's something I need to make. Call now, 347-426-3346. Life Coach Addy is waiting to take your call. I think I'll do that. I'll do it myself. Speaking of catching the inspiration, yeah, that would be fun and silly. Oh, my God. I would not want to hear that. But I'll do it. You guys got to hold me accountable. I'm going to do that. It's all about having fun. Yeah, it's kind of cheesy, though, isn't it? or like Celeste would say, shady. We're going to go through some steps, and then we're going to do some questions, as well as play some clips from Abraham Hicks, and we're going to get it all in. And when we're going to take a quick break, when we come back, we're going to take a call. You're listening to Ask Life Coach. I think the number is 347-426-3346. This is a good time to tweet, share, text, yell, call, whatever you feel like doing about the show. Yes. We're all here to support one another because I tell you, this is not an individual journey. It's a collective journey. If you think, well, I'm just going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. I don't know what mine is, but people say that's like, what? What are you talking about? There's nothing of yours to get. You're only here to express. But we all got to get there together. If you're healthy, whole, and complete, and your brother, sister is in pain, you ain't there yet. Well, how do I know? Because if you can recognize the pain, the sickness, then there's something more for you to do. We will be right back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. This is the place where we support you to be the change you want to see. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the shows are archived because we don't want you to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Oh, my God, that's so painful. But something said, say it. Okay, I said it. Let's move on. Now, what am I talking about? What's wrong with me? Be bold. Holy boldness. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Yes. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I'll come back and give you two more steps or tools to move in, bridging the gap between inspiration and action. Let's take a call. Area code 814. Area code 814. It's you. It's you now. Yeah, it's you. It ain't you now, because I'm about to mute your mic.
Budgeted it on 1 month.
What? I don't speak silent language, only when I meditate. Let's go to my co-partner. Co-partner? Yeah, okay, co-partner works. She's my co-partner and co-producer and co-host and co-friend. Hey, Bob, let's try this again. Come on now. Hey, Betty, how are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm trying to log in the chat room and do all my co-producing stuff, but there's a weak signal where I'm sitting, and it just won't let me. So I'm on the phone. Nope, it is what it is. You just go.
It is what it is. Everything is working together perfectly. Even if we want it to be different, it is perfect.
Yes.
So I'm
it
happy
is.
You're here.
Yes, maybe there's something going on in the chat room I'm not supposed to see.
Well, I'm going to stay in my lane. Maybe. That's all I got to say. Maybe. So, yes, we are running down some steps for people to bridge the gap between inspiration and action. And we're going to share the Abraham Hicks for you, Brent. What is wrong with me? Well, actually, what's going on? I was just talking to a friend on Facebook whose name is Brenda. So I'm getting Brenda mixed up. That's why I don't need to multitask. See? Betty, you need to be in the chat room so I can focus. So anyway, Betty,
I'm
that's
trying.
What we're doing over here. So I'm going to get back to work while you work on getting into the chat room. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and today things are just going as they need to go. Embrace the moment, embrace the now. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad, area code 814. You're going to sleep on yourself. We'll come back to you and try you again. But right now, let me go through this steps, and then we're going to go back to the phone, and then we're going to do some questions, and then we're going to share Abraham Hicks. Wow, we're going to tie it all together. It's going to work. So what's the last one we shared? Number 5 was do at least one thing in the direction of what you want to manifest, what you want to achieve every day. If you catch an idea, don't overwhelm yourself with what you know, how much money you need, how you're going to make money doing it, you need an office space. Just do one little thing. Maybe research online. Google. Find out what other people are doing. Find somebody who you trust to share it with them. Listen, meditate, and more importantly, go through that process of forgiveness so you can let go of thoughts that are telling you you're not good enough, you're not the one. Do your own spiritual practice every day, every moment. Give thanks for the inspiration. Give thanks that you are the place and you're the one who said yes to giving birth to this wonderful idea, whatever it is. Number 6, be reasonable with your time. Don't overwhelm yourself, Ade. Don't overwhelm yourself. Oops, did I say my name? Oh, okay. Ooh, I put myself on blast. Ade, I mean, don't overwhelm yourself. Don't think you can just do 10,000 things at once. Don't overwhelm yourself. There's so much to do in 24 hours. Take it easy. Success is your birthright. And if you live in the moment, if you trust the process, everything will happen at the perfect time. Ultimately, what we are doing when we have a gift, when we have something we want to do, when we have something we want to express, really what it is, there's a desire. If we want to achieve something, there's a feeling that we have about it. No, it's like we believe if we achieve that thing that we're setting in motion, it will make us feel a certain way. So here's the thing. You got to trust the process because you can feel that certain way without actually accomplishing the task. But there's another step I'm going to give you which speaks to that. Actually it's the next step. Oh, wow, love it. It's the next step. So be reasonable with your time. Don't overwhelm yourself. Lately, people are feeling tired and sleepy. Yesterday after the show, I could not do work. I tried. I did some things. I went out, went for a walk. Well, actually, I just sat outside and looked at the trees. I came back and said, right, let's do some work. I couldn't. Then later on, I came in front of the computer, tried to do some work. I just couldn't. I was just tired. I don't know why. As a matter of fact, now I don't care. It doesn't matter what was going on. My body needed some rest. So, and there was a time when I was trying to do some work, my laptop went out. I said, okay, I get it. So I just moved away and lay down and just, I didn't go to sleep, I just lay down and rest my body. Be reasonable with your time. And the last thing is, let go of the attachment to the end result. allow the universe to take hold of the whole thing and just allow the universe to take it to a whole new level. Now, I'm not saying when you catch an idea to say, well, it doesn't matter if it happens or not. It does matter. And do everything you know to do to make that be a reality. But here's the trick. Do not be attached to the end result. Because you don't have enough brain cells to have an idea what it really looks like, to see the bigger picture. You're part of a divine plan. So when you surrender your attachment to the end result, but you give 100%, if not more, wow, you will reap so much benefit. You'll be blessed beyond measures. Things will be happening to you and for you and through you and as you. So you catch the idea, you say, oh, I'm giving everything that I got. I'm going to pace myself. I'm going to get an accountability partner. I'm going to do one thing every day to make sure I realize this dream, I actualize this dream, that it manifests. You know, I'm going to watch my time. I'm going to pay attention to the signs and symbols. I'm going to listen. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to forgive myself. And then I'm going to release my attachment to the end result. Some people won't understand that. But when you, as you do your spiritual practice, you will catch it. Because then that's when you, it's like, oh, Lord. Okay, it's like a family. Let's dress this up a little bit. Family, a couple come together, they want a baby, and they do everything they need to do to have a baby. And then they realize, we go blast off, the baby's happening. See how I clean that up? Because I can go so many ways, but I won't. And then the mother does what she needs to do, the father does what he needs to do, and the universe takes care of the rest. 9 months later, well, back in the day, it used to be 9 months later. Nowadays, some of them babies, them spirits are like, I got work to do. Let me out. 4 months? Premature? What are you talking about? I am a mature soul. I want to come out now. I want to come out. So let your dream, let your inspiration, let your goals be like that. Come together with people, accountability partner. Do what you need to do and trust the universe. Trust God. Trust love. Trust the divine intelligence to just blow your mind. Will you? Will you do that? Not for me, but for you. You are here to deliver the gift. You are the place where God gets to reveal itself. You are also listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and the number is 347-426-3346. We're going to take a call. We're going to go to Celeste, and then when we come back to Celeste, we're going to play the first clip from Abraham. Life is good, and it's getting better. Celeste, how are you doing, my dear friend?
I am well, and I need to say thank you to you.
You're welcome. Time.
I was stuck on my book, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until my accountability partner asked me, so how's the book coming? Because, you know, I hadn't really been talking about it, you know, because I was scared.
Yes, it happened.
If
you have a great accountability partner, they won't forget. They just watch.
Right? Right? So I'm like, oh, great. He asked me about that today. And I'm like, oh, man. So next thing I know, I'm looking at it. And when you first asked it, it was funny, two people, because it was a text. He's smooth. I didn't even have to hear the voice. It was just the energy of a text. So how's the book coming? I was like, ouch. And then I had to really settle and go, well, what is my beef? I'm like, okay, so I've been beating up on myself, fine. And then the second thing that happened was I had to admit that I was scared. And once I did that, I had 106 pages formatted because it's already written. So I wanted to tell you that, and thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for saying yes to you, because, I mean, that's the most, one of the things that you said that I really appreciate is you had to admit to yourself that you were scared. That
mm-hmm.
takes courage. When we admit to ourselves that we're scared, we're afraid, we feel less than, whatever the so-called negative thoughts, beliefs, feelings are, whenever they are, when we admit that to ourselves, then the universe says, okay. You know, it's like now you know what's been running the scene. You can now move forward to, oh, yeah, I was scared. So thank you for sharing your story. And everybody's waiting for the book now. You spoke it.
I know,
so
right?
Not only do you have me as your accountability partner, you have the rest of Life Conversations Radio listeners as your accountability partner. And trust
me. Well, they're family. That's okay.
A lot of people listen to this show.
Yeah, and they're all family, so I look forward to their energy while I continue birthing. So thank you.
Just keep breathing. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out, and the book will come out by itself.
All right, now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Life is good, and it's getting better. Let's give you a bit of Abraham Hicks, which is about, you know, it's yesterday we talked about love attraction, and the clip is related to love attraction, and it's just so powerful. I just want you guys to sit back and take this in. And, you know, here's another thing, quickly, real quick. I told you, this starts flowing through my mind. I'm so glad I have a radio show. Or one day I would have been just walking down the street and just explode. So I need to do this show every day for me because so much is coming through. But here it is. When you think about the laws of the universe, when you think about law of attraction, law of thinking, law of giving and receiving, law of unlimited potentiality, law of love, you name it, guess what? It's all God. It's all the law of the universe. It's all God. And so the law of attraction is simply another word, another description for how God will support you in what you desire. Here's one to blow your top off. God never says no. People say, well, maybe God is saying no. Maybe God is saying you ain't ready. No, the law don't have that kind of confidence. Don't think like that. Don't be like that. It says yes. The law always responds. It doesn't contradict itself or compromise itself. God always says yes. So whatever thought you put out there, God says, you got it. And you know why? Because God holds no judgment. He doesn't know to judge. It's love, love in action. It's freedom. You're free to create whatever you want to create. Abraham, help me, because I'm on a roll right now. Let me bring in Abraham. Let me just bring in Abraham. Let's take it to the non-physical beings, and because they can bring it a different way. But I bring it the best way. Whoops, did I say that? I did. I thought I was just thinking it.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy this show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Standing before you, allowing us to express to you through her process. She has managed through a few years of meditation and many years of doing this, and through coming into alignment even now as she is standing here, she has managed to bring her vibration into the frequency that is us so that we are one in this moment. Esther is not dead in this moment. She's not gone to some other galaxy. She is not timed out. She is not sleeping under the stage. Esther is blended with that which is Abraham, and you are experiencing the benefit of that blending. And you don't need Esther to experience that blending, for each of you has access to that same non-physical stream of consciousness. We express ourselves as Abraham because we wanted to be first in the phone book. Just kidding. We express ourselves as Abraham because as Esther is receiving the block of thought that explains that which we are, She is not hearing words. We don't whisper words into her ear that she repeats. We offer knowing that she translates at an unconscious level and expresses into the equivalent that best matches it. So over time, as we give her an impulse of thought, she is able to not only translate the thought, translate the meaning into something that is meaningful for most of you, into the language that she understands, but she is also able to feel the intent with which we offer it. So the personality that you know as Abraham is a specific translation from Esther's understanding of the vibration that she is receiving. And all of you have the ability to do that. You are all short-selling yourself and living but a shadow of life that is you. When you do not take the time to manage the vibration that is you and bring it into the equivalency of who you really are. When you are in your most joyous moment, you are blended between you and you. When you are in your most irritated moment, you have separated yourself from who you are. As the equipment was malfunctioning this morning, some sort of bugaboo in Esther's microphone, Esther felt herself beginning to tremble because this matters to her, and she was focused upon what has gone wrong, what will we do, what will happen. And as Jerry and Karen and Mike sort of gather around, and Karen softly explains that there are about 15 different ways that they can make this work. It doesn't have to come through this one little cord. Esther's trembling stopped, and she began coming back into her body. And we want you to understand that every day, all day, you have those options. You can focus upon things that separate you from the confidence and the security that is you, or you can come back into alignment. There is nothing magical going on here other than a demonstration of practiced alignment with source energy, which all of you are doing and not doing, but few of you are doing deliberately. In the beginning of our interaction with Jerry and Esther, Jerry asked endless questions, still does. Now he's happy that you have added to the list of questions. There is nothing that we would rather do, and we are including those of us who are non-physically focused and that which is Jerry and Esther. There is nothing more satisfying in all of the universe for any of us than to be in an environment like this with you who have been living your lives, who are specifically focused upon the time-space reality in which you are living, who have been selecting and sifting through the data of life and who have come to conclusions about what you want, who are here because you want to figure out effective, succinct, easy to understand and apply ways of closing the gap between the vibration that is the habit of thought that you've been thinking. It's what your beliefs are. Beliefs just a thought you keep thinking. And mostly you just keep thinking it. We love you very much because you're lazy. In other words, it is easier to think the same thought that you've been thinking. It is easier to go along with what others think. It is easier to believe in sickness in your environment today than to believe in wellness because you are force-fed information constantly about the sickness of your body. Most of you, when you think of your long-range plans relative to health, you are envisioning telling the story of tubes up your nose in the end. That can be the only reason that you are panicked over the idea of not having health care. Healthcare costs have gone through the roof. No one in their right mind or under normal conditions could begin to pay for what most of you believe is coming down the road. You do not, as humans, believe in the well-being of your physical bodies. And the reason that you don't believe in the well-being of your physical bodies is because you've trained yourself to look at what could go wrong, instead of reaching for the vibration of the source within you who knows that well-being is the order of your day. It is the order of the universe. It is the legacy that you have inherited. It is the promise of your future. It's who you are. Well-being is the dominant factor in all that is. Now, because you are free will beings, you have the ability to focus wherever you want. You can focus upon what is wanted or lack of it. You can make the best of something or the worst of something. You can worry and fret, or you can look for reasons to feel good. You can compliment people or criticize them. You can complain, or you can reach for positive aspects. You have those options all day, every day, but you're not likely to do something very different from what you've been practicing. Because what you've been practicing, because of law of attraction, is what is most dominant in your vibration. So, a thought that you think causes you to offer a vibration. And when you offer a vibration because of the thought that you're thinking, law of attraction responds to that thought, soon enough, not immediately, but soon enough, within seconds, within 17 seconds, the thought that you're thinking then begins to bring other thoughts of vibrational equivalency to it. When you get focused upon a thought and you begin to let that thought be something that is often thought, a sort of chronic thought, the place you always go. You know how when somebody brings up that person you've never liked, and as soon as you hear the name or even think about that person in some way, you immediately go to your pre-decided, predetermined, well-practiced thought, chronic thought, belief about that person. And what we want you to begin to understand is you don't have to do that, nor is it a good idea to do that, because, bless your hearts, you've picked up all kinds of thoughts that serve you, but you've picked up all kinds of thoughts that don't serve you. So we want to help you to decipher this arena of thought and understand that there is a thought that you think that is just a thought that you think. It's not a very important thing. You're just thinking this thought, unless you think this thought a little longer. And as you think that thought a little longer, until another thought has joined it, and another, and another, and another, and another, soon this thought that you're thinking is not only a thought, it becomes a chronic thought, or you could say a dominant thought. Once you have trained yourself into a thought to the point that we are calling it dominant and you might call it belief, now law of attraction is responding to that. And you can't create outside of that vibrational patterning. You just can't do it. You can't practice thoughts and set up that vibrational patterning within yourself and expect law of attraction to make you the exception to law of attraction. Law of attraction is responding to how you think. And an easier way for you to hear it is law of attraction is responding to how you feel about everything. How you feel about everything is what you're living.
If you want it, you can have it. Just get out of the way. I love that song.
It can happen when you get out. Of the way.
Woo! Law of attraction is responding to how you think. Law of attraction is responding to how you feel about everything. It's all about how you feel. We were talking about that yesterday. What are you feeling? What do you feel about your life? What do you feel about where you're going? What do you feel about your work? What do you feel about your family? No matter what you say out of your mouth, what do you feel? Because that's the real deal. Woo! That almost rhymed. we're going to take a call. We're going to take a call and then go to the second part. Actually, we're going to take a quick break, actually. Let's take a station break, and we'll come back, take a call, and then the second part of Abraham, and then do some email questions. Whew! We're going to play. We're going to manipulate time. We're going to shapeshift today. Let's do it. Let's make it quick. Let's make it quick. Stop talking. Get to it. That's Abraham Hicks. As expressed through Esther Hicks. And if you want to find out more about them, you can go to abrahamhicks.com. And the song, what is that song called again? I think it's If You Want It. But anyway, you can find it on their website. It's by the singer is Francine Jarry, J-A-R-R-Y. And let's take a quick break. We'll come back, take a call, and then maybe do some email questions, and then go back to part two. I don't know. We'll see what happens when we get there, because we are glowing with the flow on this station, and we run this joint so we can do it the way we want to do it, right? Let's speak to the fathers right now.
Let me try.
Okay. Just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, indeed. We are committed to assisting you to move from where you are to where you want to be. So we're going to keep bringing guests, producing shows that support you in a fun, easy, practical way that you can apply the truth that you're learning, that you can tap into the truth of who you are. Life is simple, but when we start thinking too hard about it, we'll make it complicated. But it's about blending the intuition and the intellect. When we blend the two, you can give birth to your heart's desire. Let's take a call. 646 area code. What's your name and where you're calling from?
God bless you.
Yes, thank you. And you too. God bless you too. Thank you for that.
You're changing the world.
Thank you. Ooh, you just hit me. You shut me up. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you've saved
that.
Lives, whether you know it or not.
Okay.
I am going to cry.
Wow.
And the fact that you're here with today is changing my life. Can I? I just want to say this is more than about your music.
Yeah.
I came out both because of my mother telling me she would disown me if I was gay, and a little bit of bullying both outside in the world and even with one of the staff members here. I love you.
I love you too. What's your name?
You have changed so many millions of youths, gay youths' lives.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
You are a hero, a musical icon, a legend.
Wow.
I cried at the Monster Ball. 5 times I cried. I love you.
I love you too.
I am going to cry. When I hear your song, I think about the people who have been kicked out of their homes, who have thought about slitting their wrists.
Okay. When you talk about song, what song are you talking about?
I am.
Say that again?
Can I just want to say this is more than about your music.
Okay.
You've saved lives, whether you know it or not. God bless you.
I receive the words. I receive the truth, and I appreciate that. All right?
I love you.
Love you, too.
You are a hero, a musical icon, a legend.
Thank you.
You have changed so many millions of youths, gay youths' lives.
Well, I got to breathe this one in. I got to breathe this in. Thank you very much because I received the truth.
Thank you.
I received the truth. You're welcome. I think I'm going to play Abraham right now. Let's go to part 2 of the clip. And I received the truth. I received the love. I received the blessing. So let's go to, if I could find it. Let's see right here. Is it hard in here or is it me?
If you want it, it can happen when you get out.
So when you begin to understand that you are a thinker who is projecting thought and the law of attraction is managing all of the thoughts that exist and is bringing back to everyone equivalents to the thoughts that they are thinking, it makes you want to begin to pay attention to your thoughts. However, paying attention to your thoughts makes you crazy because there are so many thoughts. How do you even decide what thoughts are the right thoughts? So, as people upon your planet, you gather together in groups and you often come to the incorrect assumption that just because more people think this thought, it might be or it must be the right thought. And we're wanting you to understand that the thought that is right for you may not be the thought that is right for someone else, because there are factors that are only about you that are not about anybody else. You are unique creators who have come forth with unique intention from Source. So the way you begin to understand and manage your thoughts is by understanding this very brief story. We're going to give you the story of your origin, and we're going to bring you right up to speed with who you are right here and now. And we are going to say to you in a way that you will never forget how it is that you have come forth into this environment, how it is that you can understand the thoughts that you're thinking, how it is that you can utilize the guidance system that you were born with, and how you can begin to live the life, not only the life that you intended when you came, but the life that you have added to in terms of intentionality every day since you've been here. So, do you accept that you are more than what we see here in these physical bodies, beautiful bodies? And do you understand that you will be, again, something other? In other words, when croaking happens, we love that disrespectful word. You don't cease to be. You are an eternal being who is expanding and becoming as a result of all that you have lived. So, as you have your death experience, you reemerge into the energy that has been culminating from the origin of that which you are. And unlike the individual clumps that you see here in this room, that you call me, you, me, others, the source within you is not defined by clumps. You don't have souls that have been assigned to you. There is a stream of consciousness that is the headwaters, so to speak, of all that is. But that does not mean that when you reemerge into the non-physical, that you become a very small water in a very big sea. You will always understand your specific identity in the whole that we are calling all that is, or that some call God. So you existed before this physical body as this source energy that understands well-being, this source energy that has eagerness about life and understanding about the eternalness of that which is life. And a part of that consciousness is now expressed forward into this physical body, just like you planned. You said, I want to go forth into this magnificent leading-edge physical format where there is variety and stability. And I know that the variety or contrast will inspire me in my unique creative genius perspective to give birth to yet another desire and another and another. And you understood from your non-physical perspective that when the desire emanates from you, someone's rude to you, you want them to be nicer. You're rude to someone, you want to be nicer. You don't have enough of something, you want more. You're sick, you want to be well. You don't have enough money, you want more money. And of course, these are bulky, general statements that we are making, but every nuance of your life causes you to expand into yet still more. And in the moment, even if you are not consciously aware that you are asking, in the moment that you live anything that feels the slightest bit less than, you ask for the more than. In other words, the contrast of this time-space reality causes you in a very specific way to constantly give birth to new desires, just like you promised you would do. And the source within you rides that rocket of your new preference and joyously feels the expansion that you've provided through your willingness to sift through life experience and becomes the vibrational equivalent of your new idea. And now, this is the part that we want you to hear and remember. You have become more because of that. But in most cases, in your physical body, in your physical personality, in your physical mood and attitude and projection of thought and conversation and behavior, most of you are not anywhere near that expanded part of you, because most of you are over here still explaining to someone why you deserve that. I should have that, but I don't. I've got it coming, but it's not coming. And then over time, you conjure the most incredible, ridiculous stories of why you don't have it. I wasn't born under the right star. I wasn't born in the right place. I wasn't born at the right time. Somebody else isn't rooting for me. God is mad at me. I must have been bad in a past life. It's his fault. It's her fault. There are all kinds of things that you conjure in the name of religion, in the name of trying to understand, in the name of philosophy. But in every case, what you're really doing is holding yourself vibrationally with your justification and your rationalization and your excuses about why it isn't better, of your, as you continue to tell the what is story, this is how it is, this is how it is, this is how it is. I don't like how it is, I don't like how it is, I don't like how it is. I'm going to join a group of others who also don't like how it is, don't like how it is, don't like how it is. And we have lots of specific groups of specific things that we don't like how it is. And I belong to many of them. And now we have the online chat groups of I don't like how it is, I don't like how it is, I don't like how it is. And what we're wanting you to understand is that as you live life, you gave birth to the new idea, to the expansion, to the new becoming, just like you knew you would, and the larger part of you went over there and became it, and when you don't go, you don't feel good. But we want to say something to you, lovingly, you can't not go. You can't not go. When you croak, oh, you'll go. You'll close that gap. We just want you to close the gap in a pre-croaking environment. We want you to close the gap because you want to close the gap. We want you to close the gap because you can't stand to have the gap. We want you to close the gap because it is right. It is natural that you be all that your life has caused you to become. We don't think you should have to croak to catch up with you.
It can happen when you get out of your way and fill yourself through life. Now, I'm dealing with two thoughts here, but let me stay with Abraham first because I'm like, So if anybody has an idea, you know, send me an email, ask@lifecoachida.com, because I've got, I don't know. Now, clearly she thinks I'm a singer. I don't sing. I may sing through my voice, my words, my service, what I do, but I think that was somebody else. I don't know. I'll read between the lines and accept the compliment, but anyway, I'm still like, huh? Anybody has a thought? I don't know, because I'm musical legend, musical icon? It's a universal trick, so I'm going to keep moving on. So anyway, back to Abraham. If you want to find out more about Esther and Jerry Hicks, you can go to their website. It is abraham-hicks.com, abraham-hicks.com. You can find out more about them, different videos. But really, if you don't catch anything in those two clips, remember that you create your world by what you feel. You think it, you feel it, the feeling sets the vibration out into the universe. The feeling is the passion. I think Betty said this yesterday. Your feelings is like the fuel that fuels the car to keep it moving. Your feeling is the fire. And the law of attraction, the God consciousness will always say yes to it. It will match the vibration you're putting out. That's why I refuse to have conversations with people who are going to talk about every day what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. I used to do it, but I'm not doing it anymore because it doesn't matter if the whole world agrees with me that something is wrong. What happens is the more I talk about what's wrong, the more I create what's wrong. So I need to snap out of it and start seeing with inner eyes and see how I can write what's wrong, and then I can get to a place where I can talk about what's right. And then I move beyond talking about what's right. I can talk about what is. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. And Lori, it is so nice to see you. Well, quote, unquote, see you. but anyway, this is where anything is guaranteed to happen, and it will. Let's see. Maybe I should take this because my mind is ticking along. I don't know, but I like to believe and trust and accept and step out of my intellect for a minute that what we're doing here, Life Conversations Radio, is changing lives. And she talks about gay young people. Yes, I think nobody needs to be abused, killed, bullied for their sexual orientation, for their race, for what they believe. We all deserve to live life fully. So I receive the truth. I receive the truth. Now, Harley and Chapman said, maybe she thought you sang all the songs you play on your show. Woo! If I did all of that, I have to say, I'm super talented. Gina, nice to see you, nice to see you. All the silent listeners, welcome, welcome. Maybe we can do one question. Betty, do we have time to do one question? Yeah, I think we can. Let's do one question. That's just all we got. Let's do it, let's do it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Betty, throw a question at me. We have 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah, we have a few minutes. We have 12 minutes.
Well, but you never know what answer's going to come through. The whole answer might
well,
be 10 minutes long.
I know the law of attraction, the flow is going to make the right answer come through in the right time. But
don't
now
be using my words against me. Don't be putting truth on me. You're right. I got it true. When you say it that way, it is true. Because everything is
it
perfect
is
just as it is, right?
Because I got to break down that last caller for you, you know?
Okay.
I got to do that, you know? And it's funny because nothing happens by accident. A lot of things that are said to us are divinely sent to us, whether we realize it or not. And there was a lot of truth in what she said, even though it might not have been directed to you, it was. You do sing. You sing all the time. You are a musical legend. Your words, your voices, your songs. And, you know, like Holly said, maybe she thinks you sing those songs that you play. I don't know. But let's go beyond it. Let's push that one out of the way. You do change lives. You know, there are people listening. You never know whose lives you truly touched and changed. And as far as reaching millions, you can say that's sort of the law of attraction saying that's on its way. We just want to give you a little preview or a taste of that. And she spoke about gay, lesbians, and their rights and being hurt. And you have Kamalu coming on your show. And that's in preparation for that. So I think it's all divinely timing. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you, that caller who called in.
Yes, yes. It's funny because every time I ask her name, she says something. And it's like, okay, and I'm just getting, just don't get attached to the name. And it
exactly.
is true.
It
I mean, don't think I'm passionate about humanity. I'm passionate about us recognizing that we are all an extension of God, regardless of how we choose to live this life in this physical body. But anyway, all is well.
No,
it's getting better. I am grateful.
I'm going to read the question because this caller called in Marquita from Chicago, and folks, Marquita is a relative of mine, but she called in yesterday and talked to Ade, and she quickly emailed me after the show, and I told her I would read it to Ade and let him answer the question. And she said, and remember, she wrote this yesterday, so some of the words are going to be in past tense. She said, I joined Life Conversations Radio today. And I just wanted to say, wow, God is awesome. I have been praying about God's will, and I have been speaking great things to work some things into my consciousness. Today, you confirmed and answered a few things for me. God has given me so many blessings, so many desires, his desires, and she has that in big capital letters. Now I know his will, what his will is. The vision, dreams, and desires of mine is God's. Now I'm trying to figure out how to make it reality because these things cost money and a lot of it. So now I want to know how to manifest the money for these things. I believe in miracles, so I'm in expectation. If I'm remembering correctly, Marquita is starting a business or trying to start a business or two. So when she said these things, I assume she's referencing to that.
I'm having a moment, but I'm going to answer because I did hear that too. Well, my creator, what I would say is the first thing, and I said this during the show, the minute you get a God idea, the minute you are inspired, the minute you get an idea, the minute you step into how is this going to happen, you just went into God's lane. We do it a lot when, you know, we get an idea and we've been conditioned. We've been conditioned that, you know, it's like we got money. We've been conditioned to think without money we can't make things happen. Yes. Money is important. I get that. But I would say you've got this new idea. Actually, slow down. Slow down. Because the fear of money, the fear of not enough, has killed a lot of dreams. Some people went to the grave with their dream because they thought they didn't have the money, they didn't have a rich father, a rich mother. Listen, if your consciousness was fertile enough for you to receive the gift, the idea, the desire, God's idea comes fully clothed. The minute you say, well, I am grateful, I received God's desire, God's vision, but where am I going to get the money from? You send that feeling out again into the universe. How about just give thanks and trust that everything you need will be provided? It will be provided, but you have to shift your vibration, you have to shift your thinking, you have to shift how you're looking at this. Don't run ahead of yourself. Just take it one step at a time. Start putting the business in place. Do you have a business plan? Do you know what it's going to be? Is it going to be an online business? Is it going to be offline? Do you need a physical place? Focus on that. Do you need a business partner? Are there things you need to learn about operating this business? Focus on that. Don't go into the money. You say, I'm trying to figure out how. When you do that, you take your eyes off the ball. The how is God. Yours is what? Yours is what? Yours is what? Not the how. And when you need the money, now here's, I've said this before, money is important. Money is important. And money allows you, it gives you, it's like a car. Who would say a car is not important, especially if you live in Atlanta, you know, in some parts of America, parts of the world, you may not need your own car. In New York, people don't, you know, they get on public transport. In Atlanta, that smarter ain't always smarter. But anyway, so money helps you move around, creates more freedom, so you can get what you need. But work with the idea, and I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. From the conversation we had yesterday on the show, from your letter, you are going through a consciousness change shift. So this is much more than how am I going to make it happen, where's the money coming from. You, I love it. This is about the business of being. This is about the business of being who you are, the new self, what you're stepping into. And when you just allow this idea, this gift to speak to you, you will be a whole different person. You will know, not just believe, you will know that when you say yes to God's idea, to the desire, an idea that comes from deep within you, that the universe will provide, you will know it will be more than faith. It will be more than faith. You will know. You will know God for yourself. So sometimes we go into how are we going to make money doing this. Trust me, I have learned so much about myself since I've been doing this radio show. When did it start? 2006. And every day I'm learning. Every day I'm hearing things I want to tweak. Every day I'm thinking how I can make it better. But you know, I'm meeting people globally. I mean, I can't even tell you what it's like to meet people and share. And, you know, there are people that you hear me talk to on the show that I've never met. Betty, I've never met. I might walk past Betty in a grocery store if she comes to Atlanta. And won't even say, well, you look familiar. You know? But we're so connected, it won't happen. But what I'm saying is, you know, there are people that we meet that would come up on your path. You will never see them, but they will support you. So I say, just let go of trying to figure out the how. Just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride and let the idea attract to you what you need to make it a reality. and allow law of attraction that led you to here. Actually, you led yourself here. You were so committed to making a difference that you came to listen to the show yesterday. And then you heard the show, it triggered more for you that you had to ask a question. You know? Trust the process. God is already doing the house. God is already, God is already taking care of the house. God is already taking care of the consciousness. God is already taking care of the house. Life is good. It's getting better. Oh, what? This is funny. I got to share this with you guys. So the number that called earlier, now that sucks. Okay, let me say before I wrap up the show. The number that called earlier, call back. So I had Betty just talk to the person because I want to know their name. I want to know where they're calling from. And apparently, it's a recording. She said as soon as she got on the to talk to the person, it's the same thing playing over and over. Well, even God is using call posts now, or calling posts. You know, kind of like the during the election, they'll record a message and they'll send it out to people. You pick up the phone. God said, "I gotta reach these people. I gotta use the technology that they can identify with." Oh my God, life is good. It's getting better. We'll be back. And Donna, who's listening, said when she heard it, she thought it was one of those calls. I'm out of here. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Life is good. Be still and be grateful. I'm out of here.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.